as I say, Miranda lived in London, and he had a residence in Grafton Square in Fitzrovia. His house is now the cultural institute from the Venezuelan government, and he was a very important nexus between all these revolutions. So very often they're thought of in isolation. So you think of the American Revolution, you think of the French Revolution or the Haitian Revolution, and then you think, well, but the Latin American independence process was something else. And in fact, Miranda is the nexus that kind of connects these things together. They were not the same. They're kind of part of the same wave of things that were happening. And I think that the fact that he had a lot of influence in that he put together a fleet in 1806, supported by the British, and he had this first attempt to take over Venezuela with the support of the British, is one of the reasons why he should definitely be better known. But also because he's a global figure, I think it's important for British history to kind of consider things that are a bit wider than the usual examples. So, of course, there's a lot of connection with the American Revolution, but the French Revolution is very important as well. And also the Latin American independence process, where also there were huge numbers of British participants who were veterans from the wars of Napoleon and then went into the fight. It lasted a bit longer. It also, the British were very interested in the independence of Latin America. They wanted to have an opening for trade and commerce. And Miranda was, as I say, this key figure that was in between all these different worlds.